NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. This is Huo Minhan.
And this is Chen Yichen. Today is Wednesday, November 1st, the 8th week of this term.
Here is the roundup of the latest news, coming up next 30 minutes.
Student Association Union's evening party show you the colorful and warm club life.
On October 27th, the show 色彩秋韵 was successfully held by the Students Association Union of CUC in the auditorium of CUC. First Chinese ambassador to Panama promises to boost bilateral ties. The first Chinese ambassador to Panama, Hui Qiao, on Wednesday said that the Chinese embassy in Panama will wholeheartedly promote friendly, mutually beneficial relations and cooperation between Beijing and Panama.
Catalonia declared independence from Spain. On October 27th, Catalonia, a region in Spain, declared its independence from Spain.
The UN was accused of plagiarizing Horace Holmes' How to Take Road of the Culture Innovation as a Chinese Media Worker.
Have you ever watched a popular program called The Yin?
Sure, this program is so hot that I love it so much and have watched every episode.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening, welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the Compass News.
On October 27th, the show 色彩秋韵 was successfully held by the Students Association Union of CUC in the auditorium of CUC. The performance was divided into three parts and was shown to more than 1,400 audiences. During the three-hour show, various clubs performed innovative and characteristic programs, which revealed the colorful and warm memories of the club life. The party also invited students from other universities in Beijing. Here is a detailed report from our correspondent Vesper.
A spectacle of sight and sound, the feast featured original programs and unique talent. Every program was so attractive that audiences burst into cheers and applause constantly. Here we interviewed some audiences and let's find out how they feel about the show.
This performance is so awesome that I even want to watch it once more. The students on the stage are so confident, and the clubs in this university are so cool that I can imagine how colorful the life is in this university. Anyway, the show is so great, really.
Just as the performance showed, the clubs like a family full of warmth and joy. While rehearsing hard, they get to know each other and spend precious time getting together. Here we meet an actress from the Han Chinese Clothing Club, and let's listen to her story.
Through the rehearsal for this party, we spend more time together, especially for new members who are not familiar with others. After rehearsing together, we get to know each other better. Hard though it was, we enjoyed a busy life and gained more precious memories.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Vesper. From your report, we all feel the vitality of club members and the brilliant life they enjoyed. Hope they will cherish the youth and bring us better performances next year. Okay, let's look at the domestic news. The first Chinese ambassador to Panama, Hui Qiao, on Wednesday said that the Chinese embassy in Panama will wholeheartedly promote friendly, mutually beneficial relations and cooperation between Beijing and Panama. Hui said the establishment of diplomatic ties between the two countries would have a profound significance in history. China and Panama have waited a long time for establishing formal ties while attending a public event later in the day.
来看一条最新消息。
12 local time, the President of Panama announced the establishment of diplomatic relations between Panama and China. Panama pursues neutrality and non-allied foreign policy. In international affairs, Panama advocates peaceful coexistence, respect for human rights, and sustainable development, and resolve domestic conflict through multilateralism. Advocate resolving regional conflicts through the rule of United Nations. Panama is a member of such important international and regional organizations such as the United Nations, the WHO, the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, and WHO.
Wei arrived in Panama City on October 20th, and he delivered his credentials to the Panama President Juan Carlos Varela on Tuesday. In mid-November, President Varela will make an official visit to China. President Varela will make an official visit to China. China and Panama established diplomatic relations in June after Panama severed links with China's Taiwan.
China's military should take solid steps towards a strong army as socialism with Chinese characteristics has entered a new era, said Xi Jinping, General Secretary of the Central Communist Party of China. Xi made the remarks when meeting senior military officers in Beijing Thursday. Xi, also Chinese president and chairman of the Central Military Commission, urged the army to remain true to its original aspiration and keep its mission firmly in mind.
He asked the army to learn and implement the spirit of the 19th CPC National Congress, following the road of building a strong army with Chinese characteristics and promoting the modernization of national defense and the army. Xi said that during the past 5 years, the CMC has endeavored to build an army that follows the command of the CPC, is capable of winning battles, and has a fine style of work. It has been upholding the party's absolute leadership over the armed forces, innovating military strategy, governing the army by law, and promoting civil-military integration.
Xi praised the 19th CPC National Congress a success, saying that by the year 2020, merchandisation will be basically achieved, and the modernization of the national defense and armed forces should be basically completed by 2035. To study and implement the spirit of the Congress is the primary task for the party, the country, and the army at present in the years to come, said Xi. He urged military officers and soldiers to learn from the report of Congress, as well as the party's constitution, so as to better guide their work.
The president asked the members of the CMC, newly chosen at the first plenary sessions of the 19th CPC Central Committee. To be keenly aware of the trust bestowed by the party and people and the expectations of all servicemen and women, and spare no effort in their work. Senior officials, as the backbone of the campaign to build a strong army, should be loyal and obedient to the party. Be good and smart at combat and endeavor to reform. He said, they should be efficient in commanding their forces, strict in discipline, and set an example by performing their duty with spirit and diligence. He said, military reform projects should not be delayed and the armed forces should be placed under strict disciplines. The armed forces are also urged to plan future work according to the guidelines of the 19th CPC National Congress. Panama's geographical advantage makes it an essential hub for global trade, logistics, finance, and transportation. Chinese government thinks highly of Panama's active attitude towards China's Belt and Road Initiative. He added while assuming the ambassador's office, Chinese companies have been very active in Panama even before the establishment of the bilateral ties, noticed the ambassador, adding that since then, bilateral exchanges have intensified.
Okay, let's look at the international news.
So just so to make sure your viewers and the listeners in home and around the world knows, there's two...
After years of relentless efforts, Sun Wu, a member of Provincial Parliament of Canada's Ontario, as well as a Chinese-Canadian, eventually got a promotion approved with all colleagues at the Provincial Parliament in Toronto, Canada, on October 26, 2017. Passed in the Ontario Provincial Parliament, if enacted into law, Motion 66 will establish December 13th as Nanjing Massacre Commemoration Day. This is an unprecedented act in a Western country, which means Canada will become the first Western country where a day has been designated to commemorate the crime committed by invading Japanese forces in Nanjing during World War II. This year marks the 18th anniversary of the massacre, and the Mu Ontario Provincial Parliament is a trophy for all people who defend justice in the world. Actually, neither we nor the people in Ontario mean to cast hate or revenge upon today's Japanese people. The Nanjing Massacre Commemorative Day serves to let us remember that very dark page of history and surrender efforts so it never happened again, said Zhou Yongsheng. As professor of Japan Studies at China Foreign Affairs University, on October 13th, Manitoba, another province in Canada, also passed the same motion as that of Ontario, becoming the second to propose recognizing and commemorating the Nanjing Massacre. This year marks the 18th anniversary of Nanjing Massacre, and December 13th will fall very soon. It is time for China to let more people in the whole world to know the truth.
On October 27th, Catalonia, a region in Spain, declared its independence from Spain. However, Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy assumed direct control of the region immediately, sacked its sectionist government, and called a snap election for December 21st. But some of the most prominent members of the Catalonia administration, including its president Carlos Puigdemont and vice president Oriol Junqueras, had said they would not accept the move and only the people of Catalonia could dismiss them, leading to a tense situation and a fall in stock in Spain. What is noticeable is that the declaration from Catalonia is objected and dismissed almost by all the countries and organizations in the world, including America, Britain, and the European Union.
China, on October 13th, also voiced support for the Spanish government's effort to maintain national unity after the Catalan parliament declared independence last week. China's position on this issue is consistent and clear. China regards it as a domestic affair of Spain and understands and supports the Spanish government's effort to maintain national unity, ethnic solidarity, and territorial integrity. Foreign Minister spokesman Hua Chunying told the daily news conferences in Beijing, "We oppose moves to split the country and breach the rule of law and believe Spain is capable of protecting social order and citizens' rights within the legal and institutional framework." China has developed friendly cooperation with Spain in various areas based on the principles of respect for each other's sovereign and territorial integrity and non-interference in domestic affairs, she said. Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology reported Friday that manufacturing enjoyed steady expansion in the first three quarters of 2017. It has its best year-on-year growth since 2006. Meanwhile, China's tech sector is continuing to flourish. Fresh data shows that the transaction volume in China's telecommunication sector grew 63% year-on-year in the first three quarters of this year. That came as revenues from the internet and related services rose by 21.8% compared to the same period last year.
As one of the biggest political events in China, the 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China, CPC, was closely followed. by observers at home and abroad. Here are four major takeaways from the high-profile event. First, the political philosophy of the General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee, Xi Jinping, was enshrined in the party constitution. The new plan of the arm of transforming China from a poor, backward country into a prosperous, modern nation is to achieve that by 2035. By then, most estimates focus China's economy will have surpassed the US economy in size. The party also identified its biggest challenge, the contradiction between unbalanced and inadequate development and the people's ever-growing needs for a better life. Finally, on China's global role, Xi said, China is taking the center stage of the world.
Gray and thick actually describe the air in Beijing today. The golden autumn has been interrupted by heavy smog that arrived earlier than expected. Nearby cities and areas are also affected by the foggy weather, which is accompanied by health risks and traffic jams. Experts say, however, that the skies will clear out during the weekend. On Thursday, both Beijing and Tianjin issued yellow alert for smog, the third highest in China's wartime response system. In Tianjin, the air quality index for pollutant, known as PM2.5, soared it up to over 260. Surpassing the safe limit of 75 set by the Chinese government. Besides bringing complaints on the social media about air quality, the smog has also forced authorities to close highways due to low visibility.
The upper house of Spain's parliament on Friday authorized Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's government to roll Catalonia directly from Madrid. Shortly after the Catalonia Regional Parliament voted to declare independence from Spain, the measures allowing the Spanish government to trigger Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution were approved with 214 votes in favor, 47 against, and 1 abstention. The article, which has not been used before, empowers the government to take all measures necessary to compel a region in case of a crisis.
Apple just struck the gun in the battle of full display phones, a trend Chinese tech giant Xiaomi created a year ago with its Mix phone sold exclusively in China. Pre-orders for the iPhone X started on Friday and sold out in minutes. The new device features Face ID, an emoji, portrait mode, selfies, and other features that Tim Cook claimed could set the path for technology for the next decade. Apple's plan to give users as much screen space as possible saw the removal of the home button from the screen but left an awkward short black bar on top and had some Chinese Weibo users mocking it as bang. Many have complained that the cutout on top breaks the design aesthetic and wished Apple could have given the phone an edge-to-edge black bar like what Xiaomi did to its Mix 2 or Samsung to the Galaxy Note 8.
What did you do on Halloween? Doing homework or playing video games in the dorm? If you didn't come to the Halloween party, that was a big shame. On October 28th, a Halloween party was held in the Bookroom Cafe, varying from making pumpkin masks by yourself to enjoy the live rock band. Everyone was enjoying this moment to the max.
The moment I stepped into the lobby, I heard the live rock band performing, and that gave me a feeling of Halloween. After I got into the party, I saw many pumpkin lamps hanging on the ceiling, and spider web, and also ghosts. Many girls were making up for themselves and also for each other with peaked cap on their heads. In short, this party is quite attractive.
So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sports news. The Olympic flame that will be burning for the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympics started its journey on Tuesday from the ancient Olympia in western Greece after a ritual ceremony. Due to the cloudy and rainy weather, changes were made in the program of the flame lighting ceremony.
It was not only the first time that the torch was not lit from the sun's rays during the official ceremony. Grave organizers noted, saying that the scarlet light was still covering the best wishes of Greek people and the Olympic movement for a successful Games. The last time the urn was used in the official lighting ceremony was in 2000 for the Sydney Summer Olympics. The five-day Chinese National Swimming Championships concluded on Tuesday with no shining results but several hopeful rookies. The tournament was more like a general competition as China's top swimmers such as Sun Yang and Fu Yuanhui were all absent after competing at the World Championships and the National Games. Wang Jianjia took her second title in Huangshan by winning the women's 800 meters freestyle final in 8 minutes 37.93 seconds on Tuesday. She is also the winner of the 1,500 meters race. "I'm too tired to swim smoothly today," said Wang of Liaoning, who took part in 5 individual events this time. "I still need to enrich my experience and to improve my strength of spirit." All-rounder Ben Stokes, 26, was arrested on suspicion of causing actual bodily harm after an incident outside the Bristol nightclub in September. He will not fly out with the squad on Saturday for the Ashes series in Australia, which begins on 23rd November. Stokes was named in England's 16-man touring squad, but he was replaced by Stephen Fink after the Sun newspaper published the footage allegedly show Stokes in the strip brawl. Captain John Wood says England players have to make sure off-field incidents don't happen again, but denies there is a drinking culture in the team.
"I don't think there's a drinking culture in cricket and in our side. I'm going to address the issue as a side and make sure that situations like this don't happen again. And of course, no one wants that, but we are grown men, we know how to behave, and we'll make sure that we conduct ourselves well on this tour."
On the day of the 2017 World Bi tournament kicks off, let's look at how the first black player, Cliff Sullivan, to captain a national British sporting team helped break down barriers. During Sullivan's 20-year career, a growing number of black role models also started to feature in other sports, including boxing, athletics, and football. But he was diagnosed with liver cancer and he died in 1985, aged 42. At his funeral, crowds lined the streets outside Hull Minster, and thousands of pounds were raised for cancer research in his name. Also, a main road was named Cliff Sullivan Way, and the design bear his name is still one of the first things visitors see on the approach to the city. Cristiano Ronaldo overcame competition from Lionel Messi and Neymar to claim the best FIFA men's player of 2017 running in London Monday. Players and managers from around the world flocked to the London Stadium, suited and booted for the Best FIFA Awards. The initial shortlist for the Best FIFA Awards is chosen by a panel of former players, with the winners chosen by national coaches and captains, members and fans. For Ronaldo, it was yet another trophy to place in an already bald cup game.
"Well, guys, thank you. Thank you a lot. The guys who are voting on me to give a mention, to mention Leo and Neymar to be here. And we are in England for the first time, and I win the executive award. I'm really glad. This is a great moment for me."
The striker helped the Real Madrid its first Liga and European Cup double since 1958 last season. The first side to win back-to-back Champions League titled in the progress. That's all for sports news. Let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel and I will bring you a terrific show tonight. Ready for more Justice League awesomeness? A new trailer and poster for the movie was released online Sunday and revealed at Warner Bros. Pictures panel event at San Diego Comic-Con 2017. In the film, Ben Affleck Gail Gadock, Ezra Miller, and Ray Fisher reprised their roles of Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Cyborg. The poster showed Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Cyborg, and Aquaman. Batman is wearing a blue costume, but where's Superman? Well, the ending looked pretty cryptic. We can't say much, but if you are a big fan of Superman, then I'm sure you're going to be very, very happy watching this, Gadock told the Comic-Con crowd. So, are ready for the feast?
Tuesday on NBC's Today and Nightly News.
You feel that Francia saved your life.
Because she did.
Just a month after undergoing a kidney transplant, Selena Gomez is opening up about how Franchella Risa saved her life. The 25-year-old pop singer underwent the transplant due to her lupus this summer. Risa was her donor. The former Disney star announced the news via Instagram by posting a picture of her and the secret life of the American teenager actress holding hands on their hospital beds. Risa, 29, also shared the photo and said she was beyond grateful to have had the opportunity to help her friend. The two stars are obviously close. As E! News previously reported, they met in 2007, and when Disney and Freedom had the stars visit a children's hospital. Risa told Latina, "Selena and I were in the same group, and we just clicked. They've been dear friends ever since." In fact, Risa's mother, Virginia Amandarez, told El Rojo Vivo, "They're like sisters. Gomez has been recovering since the transplant, but is set to perform her new single, Wolves, 2017 American Music Awards." The singer publicly revealed that she battled lupus in 2015. Selena, we can't wait to see you again.
My kidneys were just done, and I didn't want to ask a single person in my life, and that was the day I came home when I found out, and she volunteered and did it. I guess I got to the point where it was kind of life or death. And I hope that this inspires people to feel good, to know that there is really good people in the world.
Demi Lovato is taking her act on the road in 2018. Special guest DJ Khaled will support the Sorry Not Sorry singer as she performed in 20 cities across North America from February through March. Lovato is touring support of her sixth studio album, Tell Me You Love Me, which recently debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200 chart. Lovatix, I'm coming for you, and guess who's coming with me? She tweeted hours earlier. Lovato is next scheduled to perform November 12th at the 2017 MTV EMAs in London. It's the showtime for Let Girl Grow. Famous actress Sarah Paulson, who acted in American Horror Story, was scared several times in the latest Ellen show. First time was Ellen hidden in the closet. Second is the devil. Last one is the clown dressed as Uncle MacDonald. Hey, Ellen, don't be so tricky.
How creepy. You're like, yeah. I thought I needed to call 911. Well, I wasn't sure if you were having a stroke.
At first, you didn't even respond. Because I was in there thinking of like going, rah, which is the obvious thing. And then I thought, what if it just slowly opens and then out of the corner of your eye, you just hear, like, ooh. It was really. He should have, like, ducked his head around. What are you going to do now?
Nothing. I'm just...
The Bite of China 3 is coming again. Producer Liu Hongyan revealed that The Bite of China 3 will continue to remain the mummy's taste. In the rapid development of the present, everyone needs to hold themselves in a way. Food is the best choice, he said. The Bite of China 3 was planned to shoot 8 episodes, 50 minutes per episode, and is expected to see the audience during the Spring Festival next year.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's commentary. This is commentator Sun Qingkun.
This is commentator Zheng Wanying.
Hey, Wanying, do you like watching variety programs?
Of course. To be honest, many variety programs are really attractive.
Hey, have you ever watched a popular program called The Yin?
Sure. This program is so hot that I love it so much and have watched every episode.
Yeah, it's a fantastic program. I like it very much too. But do you know that it was accused of plagiarizing recently?
Really? I haven't heard that. Can you tell me more details?
Okay, there was a variety program called Hilly Homestay, which produced by Korea. It's also a program in which a celebrity couple opened a homestay facility and invite some of their friends to live together. So as you can see, the Inn is a similar form. No wonder that it was charged with plagiarizing.
Oh my god, really? Oh my god.
In fact, there are massive number of variety shows which gain a good popularity have plagiarism suspicion. For instance, shows have achieved booming success at one time, such as The Rap of China, The Chinese Restaurant, Back to Fly. The Rap of China is a striking illustration of plagiarizing Korean variety show Show Me the Money. All the sections, whether scenery arrangement or selection process, imitate original version.
It's hard to believe that the program I love so much is accused of plagiarizing.
Yeah, I'm also astonished. But we have to acknowledge that fact. This phenomenon really struck the internet. Many Korean netizens abuse the Chinese of failing to have the innovation mind. We can't create, produce our own programs. Also, many Chinese netizens are unable to stand this phenomenon and lose face to our entertainment industry, while others hold a tolerant attitude. They think that although the copyright comes from abroad, we also have much creation in the process of the shoot, such as the creation of competition system, the form of some games, and so on.
So when did this copycat abound? In 2012, the first female president, Park Kyung-hui, came into power. She devoted herself to improving relationship between China and Korea. She carried out the strategy for culture-oriented national development, focused on cultural exportation, made a great contribution to associate K-pop with our imperfect entertainment industry. Since then, purchased the copyright, introduced technology and cooperate with experienced producers team have become a trend in our variety show output. Both parties came out ahead. Koreans take fully advantages of these chances to export their unique cultures. We Chinese earn huge profits from the audience's curiosity aroused by a brand new variety show form. And the point is that this kind of pattern is legal. In 2016, President Park declared the anti-missile system that would be installed in Korea, breaking the regional peace and security, posing a threat to our national defense. That leading to gridlock in China-Korea exchange, cultural communication also involved. The tendency of purchasing copyright has gone. Unfortunately, we fail to see a changing situation. We go on the path of plagiarism. Producers cheat the audience, also divest themselves.
I wonder that why is this phenomenon so hard to stop? Firstly, the division is blurred. Besides sell the copyright, Koreans also sell their producing technology. We cannot rule out the possibility that we made this program in our ideas and thoughts, but by Korean technologies. Secondly, it's difficult to protect the rights of Korean producers. Even if it was a sure bet that they plagiarized our creation, it's hard for us to resort to legal action. Only in the case that we have sold the copyright of involved show in market, we are available to take positive measures, unless we are losing the battle to defend our due rights. Moreover, our legal limbo in plagiarism sanction has encouraged copying. The lack of our copyright conscience is the biggest obstacle in our pace of innovation.
In fact, there are many fascinating programs in China, such as The Reader, Chinese Poetry Conference, Chinese Character Dictation Conference. These programs, not only the form of the program is very novel, the program production is very sophisticated. The theme is amazing, also has a very profound social significance, pushing we Chinese to regain our cultural confidence.
develop our traditional Chinese culture. We should advance this kind of program. Its innovative spirits make us more admirable. These illustrations have also proved that we are a nation full of innovative mind. During the five millennium's history, there are many moving and meaningful stories to refresh our mind. We have the first biggest amount of graduates with passion and are exceedingly intelligent. It's a joke that we do not have the ability to produce our own variety shows. It's a joke that our entertainment industry is filled with similar programs with similar forms.
So, how to take the role of culture innovation as the Chinese media workers? Firstly, we need the courage to envisage our problems and shortages. It will never be late to solve the problems unless you trap yourself in the dilemma. Secondly, we need the courage to envisage ourselves. It's true that our entertainment industry is imperfect. We are lacking of talents and strict industry regulations. We are desperate to break the conventional situation and carve out a new road. Furthermore, we should make good use of resources. It's reasonable for us to learn from Korean entertainment system to borrow from their experience. But please do not plagiarize their work. I think I will never watch those programs again. Plagiarizing is losing the face of the Chinese.
So do I. And here ends our today's commentary. I am commentator Zheng Wanying.
And I'm commentator Sun Qingkun. Bye.
Thank you, Zheng Wanying and Sun Qingkun. We'll offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
These days, fear the coldness for the latest few more days before the central heating comes. And get ready to chop your hands for the Singles Day.
Those are the selected news brought you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. This is Fu Minhan. See you.
And this is Chen Lichen. See you.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。